Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Once again, we have an opportunity to be on the radio, keeping our commitment to God. We promise God that we would have prayer every day this week because God has done a great thing for all of us. And I will just say the events that have occurred today as we live in this planet called Earth, God the Father, God the Son has continuously blessed us beyond our understanding. There are a lot of things that can be said, that must be said. What God is, God can do. Tonight is the night that I just say thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us, for me, and for those who can believe. We're praying for the nation, our nation. Therefore, I will praise you, Lord, among all nations. I will sing praises of your name. At the ends of the earth, I will remember and turn to you, Lord. I will turn to you, Lord. Nobody but you. At the families of the nation will bow down before you. I believe that the nation families, those who believe in you, will bow down before you. For dominion belongs unto the Lord, who is the ruler of all nations. And I want to thank you tonight for everything you have done for this. KASK radio station is one that will do what God has called us to do. King of Kings, the Word, Holy Spirit, Peace, Prophet, God. Now let me tell you something. We're in the Christianity. We're in a position where we can reach out and touch. We can reach out and touch someone and let someone know. And I will say this to all believers. You need to learn how to pray for yourself. If you don't know how to pray for yourself, you're caught up in another void. And the VOID means that you don't have nothing to put in there but none of God's stuff. God's stuff. The word, the healing, the blessing. The word, and the more we see what God is doing in his word, the more we can praise him, the more we can love him, the more we can adore him, the more we can magnify his name, the more we can just say thank you for everything that you have done for you. The Lord has plans for the nation. He thoughts the purpose of the people. See, the Lord foiled the plans of the nations. He thoughts pressing the purpose of the people. See, are you killing what we need prayer? There are a lot of people that are listening to me behind the scenes. Some of you, I will never see your voice. I mean your face. I will never hear your voice. But I'm a praying one because I believe what God has done. And tonight we just continue to say we love the Lord and we just thank God. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus Christ that I come to you tonight and say thank you for everything you have done for me, for us. Tonight, that I just said thank you for everything you have done. How that you have brought us to a place called that we meet you, that we praise you, that we adore you, that we love you, that we... It's you. It's not us. It's you, Holy Father. It's you. We take everything to the next level. We take it in love. We take it in kindness. We take it to the things that we know that you have done. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, I praise you. I want to thank you for the report, to the praise report that I give to you, Father. You and me and I and you. When the devil declared I had sickness or disease in my body, but because you stood there, Jesus Christ, in my body, I am healed. I am healed. I praise you. I love you. I adore you. I magnify your name. Father, I ask Jesus Christ tonight to bring me and others who can believe under the blood of Jesus Christ that you can see no sin in us. And we can communicate with you. We can talk to you. We can worship you. We can bow down before you. We can say hallelujah, hallelujah. And we want to thank you, Father, for what you've done. You created the earth, all the stars that are out there, all the heavens, you did that. Even the planet, where we got one word, planet Earth. There's none like this planet Earth. It's the only one that you spoke into existence. For when you said left, that was, and now, when you said it was, and it was. And when you created the earth, you brought us in. And you put us in a place where we could be doing what you called us to do. And then, Father, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. Because you started out in us, in me, moving in me with your love and your kindness, your understanding, showing me all things are possible to those of us who believe. I thank you for giving back my speech. Well, that was a time 3.5 years ago, I couldn't even speak. I couldn't even talk. But you're bringing all things back together because I believe in your word. Christ in me, the hope of glory. 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 I believe it, Father. I believe it. I want to thank you for my wife. I want to thank you for my son. I want to thank you for my daughter. Then I want to thank you for Martha, Marty. I want to thank you for Chauncey. I want to thank you for Charmaine. I want to thank you for the wives and husbands. I want to thank you for Timothy. I want to thank you for Kevin. I want to thank you for my grandsons. Hallelujah. Kobe, Logan, and Bryson. I want to thank you for them, Father. I want to thank you for them, for what you've given me, the fullness of your love and understanding right now. Because it's you, Father. It's you and you alone. I want to thank you. I want to praise you. I want to love you. I want to adore you. I want to magnify your name. And then, Father, I'm going to stand firm in the commitment that I've made to you. I have nowhere else to go but to your throne. As I come to your throne each day, each hour, each moment, will you hear my prayer? Will you hear my prayer? Will you hear my prayer? Thank you for the blessing you have bestowed upon us that we can have the vehicles that are needed to make things happen. I ask you, Father, through Jesus Christ, that you allow us to come in your presence, that we want to just say we love you, we adore you, and we magnify your name. I just say want to thank you for all that you have done for me. Tonight, that I just declare and decree that you're the one, Father. And I just believe that I'm working the work that you have called me to do. And it's because of you. Hallelujah. 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 And then, Father, I just praise you. I love you. Hallelujah. I love you. And one thing I just want to say, Father, because what you have done for us, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Father. I want to praise you. I want to love you. I want to adore you. I want to magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All the things you have done for me this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, Satadabaha. Thank you, Father. Father, you gave us a new commandment. You said you give to us that we love one another. And as you have loved us, you said we should love one another. And then, Father, I want to praise you so that men will know that you, that world will know that we are your disciples if we love one another. For when we love one another, Father, the world will know that we are showing the love of God through Jesus Christ. And you said, this is your commandment, that we love one another as you have loved us. Thank you, Father. You said to us to be kindly affectionate one toward another with brotherly love. Let that transpire in our lives. Let us see it, Father. Let us be in honoring, preferring one another. In honoring and preferring one another. Owe no man nothing. Father, let us owe no man nothing but to love one another. For that you love us one another. As we have fulfilled the law. Your law that you have, God. It's your law. Your law of love. And you've shown it. You've shown it to us. That's your law. And then, Father, we say to the brethren that you have been called into liberty. That's not you that delivered it for occasion of flesh. But let us just say we love and we serve one another. That we might do it in America, all across the nation, with all lowness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another. For we have to forbear one another. Some of us don't see it the way we see it, but we want to see it. Love covers many sins. Love through Jesus Christ in love. And let the Lord make us to increase and abound in love one toward another. And love toward all men. Father, even as we do toward you. But you said in your word, by touching that brother in love, we need to write to each other and tell each other we love you. We thank God for you. We just want to say because we are saved. And we want you to know that we are taught of you, God, to love. You taught us how to love one another. You taught through Jesus Christ. You said in your word, let us therefore consider one another, not to provoke unto love and to but to good works, seeing that we can purify our souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. Oh, unfriends words. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. I praise you, Father. And I want to say I thank you because the love that you have given us, you've done it for us, Father. You've done it for us through Jesus Christ. And you've proven us. You have proven to us that it's your word when we love one another. For when we love one another, we know that your word is powerful. Your word, hallelujah, your word takes the fullness. Your love, your love, your love takes us to a place called there. There you'll meet us, there you'll talk with us, there you'll show us your love. For this I said thank you. And then, Father, because the thing that you have done more than anything else was in the world, we just want to say hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise your name. Oh, praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. And then, Father, because we know that we are not slack, and Lord, you forgive us all our iniquities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you, Lord, you forgive us of all our iniquities. You heal all of my diseases. You redeem my life from destruction, and you crown me with love, kindness, and tender mercies. You satisfy my mouth with good things, so that my youth will renew like the eagles. I want to praise you, Father. Lord, you sent your word and healed me and deliver me from destruction. I want to praise you and love you and adore you. Hallelujah. Lord, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of you, my Lord. Nothing but the righteous works, the work of love, of kindness, and many who can see it and see. Lord, I want to thank you. I overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. My testimony is, when I was, you were there. I need you were there. God, in Jesus' name, I ask you in faith that you will completely heal me, hallelujah, of all diseases, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Redeem my life from destruction. Crown my head with your loving kindness and tender mercies, satisfying my mouth with every only good thing, and renew my youth like the eagles. Hallelujah. Father, will you engulf me in your love and presence? Will you cover me with the blood of Jesus Christ? Will let Jesus Christ run through me? Will you saturate my very being, washing, cleansing, and healing and making me whole in you. I love you, Father, in Jesus' name. God the Father, will you continue to bless me and my household and cause me to walk in excellent health all the days of my life that you've promised in your word, a man shall live 120 years. May I walk in excellent health all those 120 days. I will believe and decree by your stripes I am completely healed of all diseases, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. In Jesus' holy name, I curse the roots and call the assignment, the weapons of the enemy of my soul that has been formed against me. All sickness and disease, cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure, death, pain, heartaches, wounds, spirit, poverty, doubt, disbelief, and anything else that does not line up with the precious word of the name of the Lord. I command myself in you, Lord, to leave my body and to leave me in my presence, to leave me. I command you, enemy of darkness, in the name of Jesus, leave my body with all presence. I tell you in the name of Jesus, for my body, my soul, and my spirit, they're completely healed. I want to thank you once again, Father. I believe and decree this day and every day, the Lord Jesus, your name will be glorified in my life for saving and blessing and healing and delivering me from all and for all the miracles that you have done and are doing right now. And I will do in my life, God, I will testify of your goodness and greatness. God, I thank you for forgiveness and iniquity, healing all diseases. Thanking you for redeeming our life from destruction, crowning us with love and kindness, tender mercies. Thank you for satisfying our soul. Give us healthy foods and drinks only. Thank you for renewing my youth like an eagle. God, I will give you all the glory, all the honor and praise in the name of Jesus Christ's name. And God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, I want to say thank you. I'll ask in prayer. Please do not do the same as those that love and care about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing, the healing power all over again. Amen. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I want to say thank you because it's you that we know that we know that we know. It's you who have done it. You are a healer. You have done it for us. Hallelujah. And as a child of God, we include in our inheritance the right and the good health. Continue to go to the doctors that you pointed us that will lead us to you. And then God, you use doctors and medicine in the earth realm. But there is the supernatural power of yours. And we thank you to the bottom line. God, hallelujah, is the healer. It's you. You make the decision. You're the Supreme Court of the universe. Oh, glory to God. You are the Supreme Court. You are the Supreme Court. You are the Supreme Court. Hallelujah. 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 I praise you and I love you and I adore you. I love you. I thank you. Oh, praise your name. Praise your holy name. And then, Father, one of the things I can say more than anything else in the world, because you have started me on that right path. You got me on that right path. You got me on a path where I call your name. It's you, Father. It's you I praise. It's you I love. It's you I adore. It's you I magnify your name. It's you I say thank you. It's you I just call and say to you, hallelujah, hallelujah. I praise you. I love you. And I adore you. And then, Father, because the rising of the sun to the setting of it, I want to say I praise you. I love you. And then, Father, I just want to just say with the love that you have for us, with the love you have for us, you've shown us. When the doctors have come with the report, but you said you healed me of the diseases. And then, Father, I want to praise you tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 The prayer lines are open. Anybody else? Hallelujah. The prayer lines are open. Hallelujah. 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 The prayer line's open. Anybody want to pray? Want to thank God for the blessing.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Esther.
Amen.
Father God, we just come before you this hour with thanksgiving in our hearts. We give you all the praise and the glory. We thank you for the praise report for Dr. Hunter today. And all of those that have been seeking God for healing and got their healing, we should have blessed the people. God, we know we're living in an hour of terror. When you turn the TV on, all you see is sorrow. But God, it's already written. So we pray for the bereaved family everywhere today. Lord, we pray for the children and the youth of this generation, God. We ask you to protect them, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we know we are coming to the end. But just keep our heart and mind on you. Let us just continue to worship you and praise you and thank you. And Father God, I thank you for good health for the body of Christ. Lord, we rebuke any division, any gossip, anything that would keep us separated from one another. And Lord, we just ask you to bless this radio program and bless Dr. Hunter and all those that are listening. And Lord, if we've done anything that you're not pleased with us in this day, we ask you to please forgive us and wash us in the blood of the Lamb. Father God, we ask that you open up the eyes of the blind today, those that can't see you, those that don't hear you. Lord, please draw them near to you, those that are called by your name. And then, Father, we pray for our family members. Lift them up to you, Heavenly Father. We ask you to just reach down and snatch them out the fire and save their soul. And now, Father, when I'm done, all I know what to do. I just want to say thank you, Lord, and
thank you
for the opportunity to pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And praise the living God. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from which cometh the heaven, from which my help cometh from. My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. And beloved, I say to us in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, nobody but God. And then, Father, we just want to pray consistently for the president, for both houses of Congress, for the Supreme Court. We want to pray tonight that your word will be extended beyond the borders and darkness. For you sent your word. You sent Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. He came and said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And in that abundance life, we want to serve you while we're on this earth realm and moving here and there. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For everything that looked like it was not, but it was. When the enemy attacked, but you were standing right there. I want to thank you.
Hallelujah.
I'm taking the same attitude that Job taken. The Lord, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And that's my philosophy. That's my godly philosophy.
Lord.
And I will just serve you. I will praise you. And I will adore you. And I will magnify your name. And I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you that
both hearts are understanding
and not trying to go against the leadership. But when the enemy comes against the leadership, there is a spirit of Jezebel, that spirit of Ahab. And Father, we just believe tonight that in all 50 states where there's a governor, that they will come to an understanding, a quickness to understand.
Yes, Lord.
When leadership, they know they must follow the one you put there. And you, some
Hallelujah.
People, there, Father, and we know that you're going to give us the president we need. The next one is going to be the woman or man you're going to give us that. We want to thank you for it. And then, Father,
thank
I want to pray for those in the Middle East. I want to pray for the peace of those that have lost their families. And I pray that someone, before they left this body, that they will call upon Yeshua HaMashiach. I want to thank you, Lord. Then, Father, we're not like, we're just not saying like a group that we know. They just, all they want to do is call you and say, God is full. But they will not accept Jesus Christ. And we present to them Jesus Christ, all Muslims, all those behind the scenes.
Lord.
We present Jesus Christ. He is the author
Hallelujah.
About
Glory
our faith.
To God.
You can't get to know his. You can't get to know God unless you know him.
Yes.
So when you get on the radio and television and say God is good.
Thank
yes, God is good, but it's through Jesus Christ. They don't know him, but they got their own set,
yes.
of rules. I'm exposing you, devil. Got your own set of rules. You want to do what you think is right. You want to let everybody follow. You said I'm the best. And then, Father, there's somebody
yes.
that's on the radio with us tonight. Somebody behind the scene that don't believe
oh,
in
yes.
Christ. But they just a lie because the Bible tells us. You've given us the power. No one can tell me otherwise. God has given us the authority.
Hallelujah.
God has given us the power. God has given us the fullness of his glory. He's given it to us that we might do. Hallelujah. See, we pray for the nation. We say in your word, Lord, we praise you among the nation. And all the nations of the world, some will not bow. But we pray for Israel. We pray tonight that you will keep her. And when the enemy comes against her, you said you will let heaven and earth shall pass away, but Israel will stand. And Father, we just want to believe it. I want to pray for Netanyahu that you will bless him with the godly wisdom, godly understanding, and that they will come to know Jesus Christ. I pray for Prophet Ephesus. I pray for her, Father, that you will give wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Father, we promise to the big seven, but we know we're still young. We know we have work to do. We're not going to look to the left or to the right. We're going to continue to look to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. I want to say thank you.
Sir.
Then, Father,
thank you, Lord.
Somewhere tonight, there was a baby that didn't make it out of the womb. Somebody singing that baby. Would you forgive him, Father? It was an act of Pharaoh. It was an act. And, Father, because we know Pharaoh is already head to hell. In the book of Jude, you have declared. You have declared the angels that left their first estate, they're chained until when Jesus shall come back. And then, Father, I want to thank you tonight because there's somebody that I don't know that I love them. Somebody in my family that I'm praying for. Somebody in somebody in my extended family. I pray for them that they come to know Jesus Christ. I pray that there will be jobs that they can line up and do what they have to do. For when a man has he has nothing. Father, I pray that there will be jobs in the Middle East. Jobs in the Middle East. I pray that we be peace like never before. This is our prayer tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Pray. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prayer line is open. God bless. The prayer line is open. Praise the living God. And then, Father, Baba Sikiri under the Baba San. Lady Mama Bo Sandi Kiri Oko. Ah, yonder he Sandi. Ah,
thank you, God.
All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord. They're going to turn because right now, Father, we have nowhere to go. But we know those of us who have been blood bought, blood purchased, blood put in the place where we can be with you through Jesus Christ. Every demon is a liar.
Yes.
I call him a liar. He's a liar.
Hallelujah.
He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a robber. But the word of the living God, the word of the living God, Haja, I breathe on this nation, the anointing. The anointing breaks every yoke. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. And then, Father, I pray for my group out in Oil Harmon. I pray rehabilitation at 2455 Kirby, Glen Center. I pray that you will bless them, that you will cause us all to rise up and complete healing. Thank you, Father. Give us the understanding that
thank
you and
thank
I want to say thank you. I want to say
thank you, Lord.
Thank you. And then, Father, those sisters I met during that time with the prophetess, with her, those that were there that day, people, those two sisters, I pray for the wisdom. I pray for knowledge. I pray for the understanding of them. I pray, Father, that there are those small churches out there will come together. They will stop looking to the left or to the right. But they'll start coming to Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hello?
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Kasikiri ho ho sa. Hayandri ha satada. Oh, la never sikiri yandri ha. Baba bo so kiri yandri satada.
Thank you, Lord.
Name of Baba Sande. Lakoko Sande.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Glory be to your holy name.
Glory
Thank you,
be
God.
God. Glory be to
you,
Father.
Thank you, God. Be there magnified throughout this universe, God. And we thank you right now, God. And we glorify you on tonight, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We magnify your name, God.
Thank you, Father.
We love you.
Oneness, God. One mindset, God.
Yes,
thank you,
yes,
God. One accord,
yes
God.
Your Lord.
Thank you, God. Yes,
your way, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah.
Every spirit does
yes,
matter,
God. In the name
send
of Jesus.
Send it to the pizza hair where it belongs.
Yes,
God.
You said,
cover
let God arise.
With your precious blood, Father God.
Let God
no
arise.
No weapon formed against us, Father.
In the name of Jesus, God. Let
yes.
God arise. Yes, Lord. And all his enemies be scattered.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, it is you that brought captivity. And God, for that we're grateful and we're thankful. God, we thank you on tonight, Father God, for every sorcerer, for every demonic force, for every warlock, for every witch, God, in the name of
Jesus
Christ, God. Over this region in North Carolina, over the region in Texas, over the region in Georgia, God. God, you have enlarged our territories, Father. And God, we thank you on tonight that we pull them down and we render them powerless now by the power and by the authority of Christ Jesus of Nazareth, the name above all names, power, greater than any power that's ever been given. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, for what you've done. You died on that cross, and it was done. It was finished. It was over. God, I thank you right now, Lord Jesus, that we can begin to declare your name, your word throughout this universe, Lord Jesus.
God, let it be a sound, Father God, that will echo from this coast to that coast, God, from kingdom to kingdom, God, from country to country, from state to state, from city to city and town to town, God. Let it be an echo and that Jesus Christ, he lives, he lives. I know that my Savior lives. And how do I know that he lives? Because he lives within my soul. So God, my soul rejoices. My soul cries out tonight for who you are and what you have done. Oh,
Hallelujah. God, be that magnified.
I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will cleanse us, Father, from all unrighteousness, God. Unrighteous thoughts, God. Unrighteous acts, Father God. God, you said in your word that a righteous seed has been planted in us, God. And God, that we shall bear the fruit of righteousness, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. So God, I thank you right now that you purge and that you cleanse, Father God. You told Moses, God, to prepare the people. You told them, Father God, on the first day to sanctify them. You said on the second day for them to wash and clean their clothes, God, because you said that you are coming. You are coming to see about your people, God. So, God, I thank you on tonight, Father God, that people be thou sanctified, rinse yourself, clean yourself in the name of Jesus, because our Lord, our Savior, he is on his way back. And, God, I thank you right now, Father God, for giving your word on tonight, God, to tell your people to get ready, to prepare their temples, to prepare their minds, their bodies, and their soul for your coming, for your second coming, God. And I thank you for doing it right now, God.
Now, right now, God, I bless your holy name, God.
God, your word has already said that you commanded us to be ready. You commanded us to be sanctified. You commanded us to be cleansed from all unrighteousness. Father, you said that you are faithful, God. If we confess our faults to one another, you are faithful, Father God, to forgive us from all unrighteousness, God. So, God, I thank you on tonight, Father God, as you search our hearts and search our minds, Father. God, that we will walk in the spirit of integrity, God. That we will walk, Father God, in the spirit of excellency, God. That we will walk in the things of you, Father God. God, I thank you on tonight, God, that we will, our attributes and our characteristics, Father God, will be that very image of who you are. You said it was made in your image and in your likeness, Father God. God, I thank you right now, God, for transforming us, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for making us over, making us complete and making us whole in you tonight, Father God. Oh, God, search us on tonight, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, search our hearts and our minds, God, and our souls, Lord Jesus. God, let us hide your word in our hearts, Father, that we won't sin against you, Father God. And God, I thank you for even wrong thinking, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. You are the regulator, God. Regulate minds, regulate thoughts. You're the only one that knows our thoughts, God. You know our heart, Father God. And God, I thank you that you will search us out on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we will prepare ourselves, God, to stand on that holy mountain, to stand there, Father God, with you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you for clean hands and a pure heart on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, move by your spirit tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Set the captives free tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Go to the meek, go to the lonely, men brokenhearted on tonight, God. Loose every chain on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you for doing it right now, Father God. Oh, God, it's your anointing. It's your anointing, Father, that destroys every yoke of bondage, Father. God, just don't stop by our house, God. Let us not be selfish, God, and just think a little on ourselves, God. But let us begin, Father God, to the things that concern you, God, that we will begin to take those things and let it concern us, God, so we can cast our cares, God, so, Father God, that you can begin to invoke change, God, throughout this universe, God. God, let us not just look at the things that's happening and not say anything to you, because you're the one that can change it. You're the one can set the captives free. You're the ones that can heal. So, Father God, we thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I cry out to the universe tonight. I cry out, Lord Jesus. I say repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Father, you said that we worship you with our lips, but our hearts are far from you. God, I plead tonight, God, that it will enter into a relationship with you, a deeper relationship with you, God. God, I thank you, Father, that they won't have any doubt, Lord Jesus. But God, they will begin to trust you, and they will begin to believe your word, Father God. In the beginning was the word. The word was God, and the word was God. And God, I thank you for your every word, Father God. Every word. You said that man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of your mouth, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the hunger and the thirst for righteousness, God. And you said, Father, we shall be filled, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for filling our temples, filling them everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will reestablish holiness and righteousness, God, in your sanctuary, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us know, Father God, no more form of godliness and denying the power within, God. But God, tonight, God, invoke change everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Father God. Oh, God, not for the destruction that's going on, God, but I thank you, Father God, for causing people to have their attention back to you, God. God, whatever it takes, Father God. Oh, God, you know when you stepped off that throne, there was a big shaking. Oh, God, and we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And because of your weight, Father God, the weight of your glory, God, it felt like earthquakes, God. It felt like whirlwinds and tornadoes and things that were stirred up in the atmosphere, God. But it was you, Father God, invoking your people to recognize who you are. So tonight, God, let us begin to cry out, Father. You said call for the travailing women, God. God, let us begin to travail for souls everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us not think of ourselves anymore, God. But God, let us take this call that you have placed on our life, God. Let us begin to take it seriously, Lord Jesus. You said it's not what you do, it's what the one who sent you to do. God, I thank you for testimonies, God. Oh, God, it's not what we come to do, but it's what you sent us here to do, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God, that we will truly love one another, God, enough, God, to pull each other out of that dark place, God. God, no more we condemn one another, God, but we will love them, Father, out of those places, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you for love. Let love abound. Let love rest in our hearts. God, I thought that I couldn't fall any more much in love with you, God. But each and every day, God, you prove me wrong. You take me deeper. You take me higher in you, God. So, God, that's what I ask for your people, God. Take them deeper. Take them higher in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father God, because of the love, God, that's in our hearts, God, we will begin to love one another, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Just because we see a young man walking with his pants halfway down his butt, legs, God, we can, God, to minister to them out of love, God. And God, we can tell them the meaning behind that, Lord. Because we see a drunk, God, or a drug addict, God, that we begin to minister to them out of love, Father God. God, is so many that's hurting. And God, they need you, Lord Jesus. And God, you sent us in the earth, God. Oh, God, to cause them to repent, to cause them back to you, God. But it's through love. It's through the love and kindness,
love.
Lord, have I drawn thee, God. So, God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we will begin to seek your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding, how to be effective, God, in your kingdom, how to witness, God, correctly to your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We don't want to run them away, God, but we want to cause them to be drawn to you, that they will fall and get in a relationship with you, God. That's what we want to do, Father God. You told the fishermen, you told them, Lord Jesus, you trained them up for us, God. You told them to drop everything that they were doing, God. You had doctors walking with you. You had lawyers walking with you, God. God, and they turned from those things, God, to hear what you had to say. Father God, let us begin to train. Let us begin to teach one another, God, in the name of Jesus. You said that you gave those apostles and prophets and evangelists and preachers and teachers. You said you did it for the perfecting of the saints, the perfecting of your church. God, let us begin to build, Father God. And God, everything is not of you, Father. Let us learn how to uproot it, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us learn how to tear it down, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You've given us power to do that, Lord Jesus. You showed us through how the enemy that was after your children of Israel, God, after you gave them a releasing Pharaoh and his army, they came and they had nowhere to go, God. But God, oh God, their backs was up against the wall, were up against the water, Lord Jesus, and they didn't know what they was going to do. But because of who you are, God, you gave them a way of escape, God. We've seen it through Abraham, Lord Jesus. He was going to sacrifice his son, God, but you gave him a way of escape, God. God, let us begin to look for you for those ways of escape, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, I come against that Pharaoh seed spirit that's been resurrected in this season, God, that you would that they would try to kill off our male children, our first male children, God. But God, because of the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Oh God, I smear it. Our God, I send it, God, across the borders, everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Jesus.
Let people learn how to cover their household, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, let them begin to recognize these spirits, Father God, that's roaming and operating in a universe, Father God. And God, oh God, hallelujah, you reversed that curse. You reversed that curse. You said that you were, hallelujah, you will bless those who bless us, and you will curse those who curse us, God. Oh, Father God, Pharaoh didn't know what he had spoken, Lord Jesus, but he spoke it to his own household, Father God. Oh, God, let us begin to govern what we say, God, about one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Put sincerity in our mouth. Put love in our mouth, God. Let us have compassion, Father God, in our mouth. Let us be peacemakers, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us show mercy and kindness, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you for doing it right now. You said those who minister to the hearers, let them minister to them out of grace. God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Everything about you, Father God, is holy and righteous, God. And Father God, yes, you have to chasten those who you love, God. So God, I thank you right now, Father, that even for those hard work sometimes, Father, let us begin to still do it out of love, God. And I thank you for doing it, God. God, I lift up right now the education system to you, Father God. It's so many children, they put a program out, No Child Left Behind. But God, hold them up to that standard. Hold them up to what they say, God. Because there's so many children, God, are being left behind, being pushed to the side, God. And God, no one seems to care. If you got a gift of something in a sport, God, oh, Father God, they will use these children, God, and they will throw them away like castaways, God. But I come against that today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Raise up a standard, God, in the education system everywhere, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them begin to walk operate in the spirit of excellency, God. God, that they would give the children the best. And God, don't allow them to put anybody in position just because they say they have this kind of degree. And God, we know for sure how some just was given.
Yes,
Cheated by Father God, but begin to hold us accountable everywhere. Your word saying about Cain and Abel, am I my brother's keeper? God, let us begin, oh Father, to begin to be our brothers and our sisters, keepers everywhere, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Raise us up, God, to help somebody somewhere and raise somebody up somewhere to help us, Father. We each and all need to go up higher. And, Father God, that's through one another, Father, that has the more. Let's not be jealous, Father God, of each other's gifts, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. But let us begin, Father God, to submit our gifts to one another, Father God. Oh, God, that it will show that we are unified in your spirit, God. It will show that we are as one, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, I thank you, Lord, Father, for getting it in our minds, Lord Jesus, and God, to cause us, Father God, to operate as you have operated, as you have shown us, Father God.
Throughout
your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and I thank you for doing it right now, Father God. Oh, God, even help the educators, Father God, where they're weak at, Lord Jesus. Build them up, God, and strengthen them, Lord Jesus, God. Change everything about them, Father God. God, you know the things that they are burdened down with. You know, Father God, their hardships, God. But, God, I thank you right now that you will be the comforter, that you will send a comforter, God, to comfort them, God. You will send a comforter, God, to help them and correct them and direct them and show them the way, Father God. I thank you for doing it right now, that you showed us the way, Father God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they would enter into relationship. That's what's called. That's what happens, Father God. A teacher and a student, Father, they build relationships. The counselor, the principal, God. I know a principal. She know every last one of her children's name in that school, Father God. And God, I thank you, Father God, that she took the time to find out who her children are and what their needs are, Lord Jesus. Raise up people, Father God, that would do the same, that they would have the love and they would have the care, God, to do that, God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for boys and girls, sinners, Lord Jesus, Father God, that will spend that extra time with these children, God, and give them what their parents can't give them, Father God. Oh, God, so many of them, they need love, God. They just need someone to talk to, God. They just need someone to give them a hug and encourage them, Father God, that let them know that they can make it through anything, Lord Jesus. Your word says that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, to release your spirit, God. Oh, God, you said when we are weak, yet then you are made strong in us. Oh, Father God, let us become weak in humility, that we allow your Holy Spirit, Father God, to gird us up, God, and strengthen us, Lord. And I thank you for doing it right now, God. And I glorify you, and I bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And God, hallelujah. I even ask you, Father God, that you will begin to build parts and teacher and principal and the educators relationships again. Lord Jesus, the parents, they don't even want to come out to the PTA meetings. They just send their children to school, Father God. And some of them don't even never know who that teacher is, who's governing them. But God, I thank you, Father God, for reestablishing, God, in the name of Jesus, relationship. You did it in the beginning, Father God. And that still stands today, Father God. You said a house divided cannot stand. And God, we have seen so many tricks that have came in and have plagued your people that will cause them not to be in relation. But God, you are God of relationship, God. So God, I thank you on tonight, God, that you will begin to reestablish relationship, husband and wife, mother and child, father and child. God, I thank you for doing it right now, setting that standard, God, raising that standard, God, raising these men up, God, oh, God, to be the head of their households, God, raising these men up, God, to love their wives like Christ loved the church, God. And I thank you, Father God, that they would die to their flesh, God. That they will begin, that they will douse to their flesh, that they may teach their wives and their children the things of you, Father God. God, let their steps be governed. Let their steps be ordered by you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, raise our men up, God. Raise the young men up. Raise the little boys up, God. Raise them up, Father
raise
God,
up,
and cause
raise
a holy stature to be standing, God, in this earth, Father God. God, I know you can do it. You said if your people that were called by your name would humble themselves, seek their faith, and pray and repent. You said you shall hear from heaven and you shall heal the land. God, I thank you, Father God, that we will get on a one accordance throughout the universe, God. Let it be the same sound. Let us all, intercessors everywhere, begin to pray the same thing, Father God. God, that we will be so in tune with you, Lord Jesus, that
hallelujah,
you would have this one to pray the same thing. This one is praying over here in China. This one is praying over here in Asia. This one praying over here in Africa. It does not make a difference. God, your arms are not waxed too short. You are he that stretches out the heavens and the earth, Father God.
Yes.
And God, I thank you right now. Oh, Father, I'm in a presence everywhere, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touching hearts and minds and souls everywhere, God. Raise up that standard, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, where there's a single household, God, make it a whole household, God. Begin to send holy mates, God, into these houses, Father God. Some don't want to be married, Lord Jesus, but you know the hearts of your people, God. God, let marriage, God, let marriage, Father, reign throughout the land, God. Let it be so many unions, God. And God, the ones that feel like they can't make it, Lord Jesus, you remind them, God, of their covenant with each other, their covenant with you, God. God calls them to fall into a deeper love, a deeper relationship with you, God. It will cause them to fall a deeper a relationship with one another, God. God, let them know and bring back to their memory why they first got together, why they united, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, for those who married with wrong intentions, Lord Jesus, you destroy the work of the enemy, God, and you cause them to fall in love, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And I thank you for doing it, God. And I glorify you, and I magnify you, Lord Jesus. You looking for your bride. You were going to return for your bride. And God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will find us ready, God. Let's not be like the five foolish and the five wise. Let us be like the five wise, God, that our oils and our lamps will always be filled. You said, God, what is salt if it lost its flavor? It's no good. And God, what is a candle that's hidden on the bushel? It's no good. Let our light shine. You said, let it shine. Let it shine, that men will see your good works, that the Father in heaven may be glorified. God, let us remind us, Lord Jesus, why we do what we do. It's not for our glory. This is not our kingdom, but your kingdom. And God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we will begin to glorify you even more. You said your glory, you will not share with another. So God, I thank you, Father God, that you will remind the people, Lord Jesus, of what you said. You said that you would send a comforter that would bring all things back to their remembrance. So God, I thank you right now to speak to minds tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Encourage them, God. Give them hope again, Lord Jesus. Let them begin to dream again. Give them visions again in the name of Jesus, God. Stir up every gift, Father God, that you have given unto us, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and let us
Lord.
Begin to perfect those things in the name of Jesus. You said, be there perfect, for our Father in heaven is also perfect. God, let us learn how to perfect those things. That means that we need to get on the grind, that we need to get in there, and we need to begin to study like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Whatever it is that you gave us, God, let us find out about it and let us get in it, into it like never before, Father God, like the basketball players. Michael Jordan, he testified to he couldn't play and that he would get cut off of teams after teams. But he said he knew that he loved that game. So, Father God, he began to eat basketball. He began to drink basketball. He began, Father God, to sleep basketball until he perfected that thing. And he became one of the greatest players, God. God, let us begin to eat you like never before. Let us begin to drink you like never before. You said, Father, that you will finish the good work in us as when your son returns. So, God, the thing that you have started in us, God, let us begin, Father God, to exercise everything that you have given us, God, that gift may be perfected, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, be that magnified, be that glorified on the earth tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we bless your holy name, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I pray for the entertainment system, God, in the name of Jesus, everywhere, Father. God, they are promoting this. They're promoting that. If you turn the TV on, there's sex here. There's sex with men. There's sex with women. God, they don't care. Father God, they have no reverence of who you are. God, they just doing all what they want to do. And I understand your word. You said our days will be worse than Solomon and Gomorrah. But Father God, through prayer and intercession, I know that it changes things, God. So God, I thank you, Father God, that you will begin to raise up holy people, righteous people, God, that will stand and they will declare who you are, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Not just let it be those special TV shows that is just for gospel, God. But God, let us begin to be on every network, God. Let your spirit, God, begin to be shown on every network, Father God. God, let them begin to preach you. We got to live in a world that people can say and do what they want to do. So while we can't profess Jesus like we want to, God, I won't shut my mouth up. You said if we deny you before man, you would deny us before the Father. And God, I thank you that you're Lord, you're Savior, and you're ruler of my life, God. And God, I thank you that I'm not afraid to tell somebody about your goodness, God. God, let us not be ashamed anymore. We know the job's got policies and standards. Well, you don't talk about religion. And God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. They say religion and politics. God, you are religion and you are politics, God. You in it all, Father God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will be magnified and that you will be lifted up on this earth, Father, that you will do the drawing unto man, God. You can change the president, God. You can change the act that falls on the ground. It don't make no difference how high or how low that they are, Lord Jesus, you can bring forth the change,
can,
God,
Lord,
in the
can,
name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you, Father God, that we will profess you, Lord Jesus. There's so many people that need us on these jobs, Lord Jesus. They're going through so much chaos and confused. They've been tossed and thrown to and from, God, in the name of Jesus. They don't have no peace. They don't have no comfort, Father God. But when they see you through man, they have hope, Lord Jesus. And let us not be afraid, God, oh, God, to express to them who you are, God, in the name of Jesus, God. See, we got this thing, the world got this thing twisted. You are the ruler of the universe. Yes, You gave the enemy the prince of the air, but you're still the ruler of the universe. And God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that people will begin to raise up their holy standard and their righteous standard, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you that you will raise up holy believers in business, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and they will have a standard of holiness and righteousness and charity, Father God, that they will do right by your people, Father God. It's enough, Father God, that these companies, Father God, that they're stealing and taking from us. It's a shame before the Lord that we got to pay our bill and they got to charge us for us to use our own credit card to pay a bill. They call it, oh, it's a comfort thing. God, let people not be comfort and complacent anymore, Father God. If in that case, shut that mess down, God. Let us begin to write out checks, God. Let us stop becoming so complacent to the microwave and to the computers, Father God. You, Jesus, you walked everywhere. In some places that you had to walk, it took 2 months. It took 3 months, Lord Jesus. And God, you didn't grow weary in well-doing. God, let us stop growing weary in well-doing because we don't like to be challenged. We don't like to go through different things, God. But God, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we begin, Father God. It doesn't make a difference. You said be ready, to minister your word in season and out of season, whether it's favorable or unfavorable, God. It doesn't make a difference what the situation is. Joseph was in the pit, and God, because he knew you was with him, God, he kept on magnifying you. He kept on glorifying you, God. He didn't allow that dark place, God, to take him out of what you had already promised. God, you gave us so many promises, Lord Jesus.
So many
and God,
promises.
I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for every promise, Father God. I thank you for the crown, God. But God, I don't just want a crown. I want my crown to be filled with jewels. That's what you said. And God, I thank you, Father God, for the work, God, that you have set before me on this earth, God. God, you said if we endure to the end, we shall be saved. God, give people the endurance. God, that's what you talked about when you told Moses. You told Moses to tell the people to sanctify themselves. Told them to wash themselves, cleanse themselves. And Father God, and if they touch that, and if they go to the borders and they touch that unclean mountain, God, that they surely will be put to death. It's sad, Lord. It's sad, Father, because so many didn't believe your word. And God, you said over in the book of Hebrews, Father God, that even the beast was stoned. Even the beast was stoned, Father God. But God, I thank you, Father God, for Moses, God, for the fear and the terror, Father God, in his very sight, that he feared you, Lord Jesus, and he reverenced you, Father God. And God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that man will begin to fear you again, Father. You told us not to fear the one that can
destroy.
Not to fear the one that can destroy, but fear the one that can kill, destroy you, kill your flesh and your soul. That's what you said, Father, and that's only you. You're the only one that have the power and authority to do that, Lord Jesus. You're the giver of life, and you're the taker of life, God. And so, God, I thank you right now that men everywhere, and I'm talking about mankind, will begin to recognize and reverence you for who you are, God. So, God, tonight we take back the entertainment system, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we set a standard on tonight, God. We set a standard of holiness and righteousness, Father God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will begin, Father God. Oh, God, because you told us not to fret not. You said fret not of evildoers, God. You said they soon would wither away. And, God, they will fall off, God, like a flower, God. I thank you, God, for shutting them down. I thank you, God, for destroying every false idol, every false god now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And I glorify you, God, and I magnify you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, visit our communities, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Social media, the social system, God, everywhere, Lord Jesus. Visit us, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that even in our own communities, Lord Jesus, we won't be afraid to stand up for what's right, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that not only that we won't be afraid to stand up for what's right, God, but God, we will be a pillar in our community, God, that we won't be afraid to help one another. We won't be afraid to love one another and show kindness and meekness. You said love our neighbors as themselves, God. And I thank you right now, God.
Thank you, people, how to love God.
I tell you, Father, that seed that has destroyed our love out of people's heart, God, tonight, God, send your fire, God. Send your fire, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, to burn it out, Father God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will pull down every wall, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You will destroy them, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, every intruder, God, that has a set captive in your people, Lord Jesus, destroy it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, restore laughter. Restore laughter back in the world, Father God. Let people begin to laugh and love and have joy again, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said, hallelujah, that you would even allow us to laugh in the enemy's face, God. So, God, I thank you right now, God, that they will use that weapon of laughter once again, Lord Jesus. Let not their hearts be burdened. Let not their hearts be heavy, Father. For God, oh God, oh God, begin to, Father God, to lift every care, every burden, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will meet every need, Father, that you will go, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will see about your people everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
You are the God of hope. Oh, you are the Redeemer. Hallelujah. You are the Savior. You are the healer. You are the provider. You are everything that we need, God. And I thank you for doing it right now, God. Oh, be that magnified. Be that magnified. Be that magnified, God. And God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you even set a standard in your church. Yes, in your very own church house. You said judgment will begin in your house. Father, I don't know what has happened. I don't know why people do not love you with their whole heart, mind, body, and soul. But God, tonight we destroy the work of the enemy that has caused people to be waxed cold. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for your fire on tonight. Ignite your people everywhere, God. Put a fire, put a burning, put a desire in their hearts like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, where they have lost hope, peace, and joy at, God, in you, restore it on tonight, God. Let them know, Father God, that you're the God of Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham, God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are our God. You showed us, God, what you did for each and every one of them, Lord Jesus, and how you turned situations around, how you changed names, Lord Jesus, God, how you had written the name in the book of the Lamb's life book, God, how you just did so much for your people, God, and how you used them even in the state they were in. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Father God, for perfecting those things, God.
Thank you, Lord.
In us, Lord Jesus. I bless your holy name, God. I give reverence to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Be that magnified. Be that magnified. Be that magnified in this earth, God, in Jesus' name. God, I seal this prayer. Now yoke my faith up with my brother and my sister, God, the prayer that went before me. God, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you, Father God, for what you've done God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that it's already done. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. I pray. Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
And amen. And Father, we just thank you for this night. And we thank God for everything. But I want to give you my testimony to some of yours that are coming on the end of it, but you can hear it. When I went to the doctor some months ago, they checked out my body. My body had cancer, the disease. But my prayers and my prayer partners prayed with me, and I trusted God and His Word. By the stripes that Jesus Christ had on His back, I am healed. The doctor showed me the test that they did the first time. There was cancer. But I kept praying and kept believing, kept humbling myself before God, releasing myself to Him. And just a few days ago, up there, took the 2 or 3 weeks ago, took more tests of my body, went in there and pulled out some more things they did, and they just told me today, this morning, at about 9:01, they told me, no, it's 9:45. They told me, Mr. Hunter, we find no cancer in this different take we took. And I got the proof right here. I got the writing. So I know what God has said to me, what God is doing through me. And as one beloved sister said, God has put me to a new level. He has indeed. He put us all to a new level. And I'm saying to those of you out there listening, God is able, but you got to believe. If you don't believe it, first of all, nobody, everybody believing with you. If you don't believe, it ain't going to happen. You got to believe. You got to believe. And I want to say to those who are listening, I thank God for it. I'm not going to be braggadocious, but I'm going to say what God has told me. Go you therefore into all the world on the radio station throughout the land, laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover, seeing blind eyes, blind eyes open, bodies that are broken. I just want to see God's word in this last day. I want to see America become not a whore. I want to see America become a son of God. I want to see all the hate that's trying to come in this nation be put aside. I'm not looking to the Republicans or the Democrats. I'm looking to one name, Yeshua HaMashiach, that is Jesus Christ. And to one of my prayer partners on the radio with me, Prophet Shanda, I thank God for you. A Royal Love, I thank God for you. Many others whose name I haven't called. I did this for a specific reason. Because the time has come. Men, I need men. And tomorrow night, we'll be back on the radio at 8 o'clock. I will see you tomorrow night. Remember, God bless you, and I do too. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God bless. Good night, everyone.
Amen.